Representing East Coast Watchmen Radio.
Radio represent East Coast, where we got the best toast. Not really. Praise God, we are back. Brother Alan, you there?
Yes.
Wolfenstein, you there?
Hey, Rich, I'm on board.
What's going down in that part of town, boy?
We're getting nasty weather.
Well, better
ice,
you than me, bro.
Rain, snow.
All right, we're back. We did a broadcast last week. Something about libtards, I'm sure. But, Alan, what was the show last week? You remember?
Something about Democrats harming their children and calling it freedom or something.
That's right. Right. Yeah. We don't even remember what we did, but we did a show. What was it called, Alan?
Let me dig it up, Richard.
You literally don't know, guy.
Yeah, but you don't know either, Richard.
All right, I got to take a sip of coffee. Hold on.
It was called It was called Upside Down World.
Yeah! That's right. Wow. You know, they snort coffee in jail.
That's terrible.
Yep. All right, so we're going to touch on some things here, reminisce. This is called the commiserating of the Watchmeneth people. So what we're going to do is go over some topics and the importance of prayer. We would urge you, we, right here, the people that are too cool for school, well, maybe me, but not Alan. Are here.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a news flash for you, Walter Cronkite.
Oh boy.
What is it, Ben Stiller? What is it?
Directed
it
at Alan.
You aren't.
Keep hearing
you
it, brah.
You aren't. You aren't.
Oh, I'm so devastated.
Yeah, he's traumatized right now. Right.
Right.
You got me. Yeah, I got to force Alan to laugh at my jokes now. That's the worst part about the show here.
That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
I had the whole hillbilly Hebrew flying in here with chauffeurs last week. And Wolfenstein, you laughed, right?
I think I did.
Wait a minute. Nobody. Come on. It's a hillbilly Hebrew. He believes in no hell. How could that not be funny?
Well, it's kind of sad because he's so deluded and he's got followers. It's kind of sad if you think about it, you know, right?
Yeah, well, he believes in hell. He believes it's a giant washing machine.
Oh, man, I hate when Alan you go has to a get good you. Point. Alan's got a point.
We should have, you know, kind of pity in our hearts for his pitiable pathetic state. It's really sad.
Don't talk about him, because last time he buzzed in here with the chauffeurs, man. I don't want to hear it anymore. Oh, crap. Oh, man, that's chauffeur. Oh, no. He's back.
Hey, boo. I'm seeing.
Don't talk about him, because he comes in with that. I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, my. Okay. All right.
Alan, you're supposed to laugh at that. Marty, he's doing fake laughing at me.
Yep. Okay, Alan, that's a two. That's a two fake
that's
laugh.
Terrible, bro.
Let's try okay, a little
let me try
harder.
Again.
You're supposed to like that. You see?
How's that?
Somebody mentioned I should just record Alan laughing and then play him as a laughing track.
That sounds like he's hiccuping after gnawing leather.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is record him, and then when I need him to laugh, he will laugh. He'll never be able to stop me.
Push the buttons. Yeah, you can label it Alan laugh.
Yeah, Alan _ laugh. Yeah, wave file. Anyway, so... we're going to touch on some things here, but last week got some good feedback from that broadcast, even though I was just ranting like a lunatic on there, to help myself, because these satanic libtards are so satanic that if you don't vent every now and then, you know, it could be dangerous. So I do recommend venting on a satanic libtard when you can. You know, for what they're doing is so crazy. And we're going to be touching on some of that again, but because a lot of folks are feeling kind of weighted. They're feeling oppressed by the amount of attacks, not just, spiritual attacks, yes. But also the trauma of looking at a satanic libtard is terrifying in itself. I mean, when you look at Chuck Schumer, you almost got to go take a bath. I mean, the guy's so terrifying. And you know my plan with Croc Lake, right? Have I told you guys about Croc Lake?
Yes.
You know about it? Okay. I'm the only person with a plan around here, but I don't know if that's ever going to get done. But if it did get done, I mean, the whole world would change for the better. Like, you would agree with me, right, Alan?
Yeah, and so much as the wicked are done away with, yes, the world would be a better place.
Yeah, so Alan's going to read that in a minute, but the waiting, the trauma of looking at a satanic libtard is traumatizing. You know, when it says many men's hearts will fail them, it's also their minds. People are losing their minds from just looking at a satanic libtard is traumatizing. Okay? Because they represent chaos, disorder, perversion, disorientation on the population, destabilization on the masses. And I want to also touch on the fact that they are willing to false flag. They are willing to psyop and cheat, lie, and steal as much as they have to for power. They just did a recent poll. 57% of satanic libtards had said that if they have to cheat to get power, they will do it. The poll just came out. So they are willing to cheat. You know, we had trucks going from Long Island, Westbury, New York on the last election with full of ballots. The guy disappeared. The FBI interviewed him, threatened him. The guy that saw the truck. And they just were printing ballots for Pennsylvania. If you haven't noticed, it's the Chinese illegals, that are coming over with bagfuls of IDs, they're all for Pennsylvania. They're so scared about Pennsylvania for some reason. They feel if Biden loses Pennsylvania, it's over. So that's going to be a war zone because they have all these fake IDs from Chinese people coming over. So we really got to be praying, guys, for your freedom here. I mean, your freedom is on the line. It's either totalitarianism, dictatorship, lawfare, not warfare, lawfare, where they change the law to wear out the saints. It's in the book of Daniel. It's prophesied. They're doing it to Trump. They made laws. They made a law because some woman was watching Law and Order SVU. An actual episode of a rape that occurred in a department store. That certain identical department store that Gene Corral accused him of. Trump ran down there, Midtown, jumped out of his limo, ran into the department store, went to the second floor, ran into the dressing room and sexually assaulted her, and then ran out. Well, guess what? That's in Law and Order SVU. It's an actual episode. So she was hanging around watching TV and said, oh, that was Trump that did that to me. Oh, Soros lawyers come along and said, let's sue him. Yeah, he did it. So, but the problem was, it was what, 35 years ago or something? Well, she doesn't even know. It might have been the 80s. It might have been the 90s. Or she don't know at all. She just made it up. So because of that, she wants $100 million. You see how insane this is? But they had a problem with the statute of limitations. So New York, since it's the dictatorship, the satanic libtards are in control. They just said, hey, I'll make a new law. We'll make it so there's no statute of limitations anymore for Trump to get him with this fake rape in the dressing room. And if that's not bad enough, they made up laws where Mar-a-Lago was only worth $18 million. Meanwhile, there's a vacant lot over there worth $200 million with nothing on it. So how is Mar-a-Lago worth $18 million? They are liars. They will lie, steal, cheat, destroy, whatever they got to do for power. Why do they want power? Ask yourself. Ask yourself, why? Why do they want this power? It's just to turn the screws to you and to rape children and destroy them. That's it. If they could do that, they're happy. That's what makes them happy. If anyone asks you, what makes the satanic libtards happy? Well, mutilating children, raping them, and killing them, number one. Forcing you to be injected with chemicals, number two. And number three is just turning the screws to you in any way they possibly can, taking your gun away. And now an Obama judge just ruled that, hey, all the migrants that are coming in can get AR-15s now. Did you know that, Alan?
I just found that out a few days ago. It's a colossal betrayal and disgrace. You know, for decades, Democrats have always wanted to take guns out of the hands of people, and they always made justifications for why you don't need a gun. But here we are with all, you know, 10 plus, 15 plus colonizing alien supplanter southern border hoppers over here, and now they are getting guns, and an Obama judge all of a sudden sees that they should have the right to have guns. It's craziness. And it's craziness, and it's meant to harm Americans, and Psalm 91, amen. 1,000 will fall at my left side, 10,000 will fall at my right. It will not come near me, amen.
What do you think about that, Marty, about the illegal aliens that are busting through the borders are now able to buy AR-15s and Glocks, by the way? Is that kind of weird to you?
Well, you know, what they want to do is they want to take away the right to bear arms from patriotic men who love Jesus, who are serving God. They want to strip away a man's right to defend his family. Then they want to give the same weapons to the criminals coming over the border that are probably many of them tied to all kinds of illegal activity. And they want to give these criminals the right to bear arms to oppress those who they've taken the arms away from. So, you know, the whole thing is definitely an attack against godly men and their authority in their own home, to even to defend their own family, and give the right to the criminal to invade your house or to squat on you and own your house by breaking into it, or some other crazy thing they're coming up with. How about the craziness where they threw out the nurses into the streets so they could bring in illegal aliens and house them and pay them big sums of money every month to take away the homes and living places of hardworking Americans.
That's the traveling nurses, right? Yeah, they threw them in the street.
Yeah, this whole thing is, it's crazy, you know? So
upside down world last week, right, Alan? That's what it was called. Upside down world, because what's going on here is the Bible is real, okay? If you've ever needed to know that God is real, it's now, because you're literally watching the word come alive, where they will call evil good and call good evil. So your safety.
I was just about to quote that.
Right.
I was just about to quote that scripture.
About to steal that verse from me. But.
Yeah, I was.
See, I renounce.
No, I wasn't going to steal it.
I renounce trying to steal the verse. Yeah.
No, I was going
Alan,
to.
Alan, do it in proxy for him.
I renounce trying to steal a verse from Richard. Amen.
That's right. He did it in proxy for you, so you should feel better. You feel a little lighter, don't you? Yeah.
Even though I was just going to elaborate on the scripture.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, Marty, they're giving these criminals guns and Glocks, whatever, and they got money, by the way. Ask my mother. They're driving around in brand new trucks. They're getting money from somewhere. And they don't pay health care like we do and all this stuff. It's the invasion of the illegal alien snatchers. So they got the Pablo pods coming over. If you've ever seen Invasion of the Body Snatchers with the pod, you wake up with a pod, and this one is Pablo. And it's going to open up, and it's going to be a Pablo, and it's going to try to replace you. If you're on Rumble right now, you see my screen. Tyson Food laid off all the Americans in New York. I forgot how many Americans. It was a couple thousand. And this company says they're looking to hire 52,000 illegal aliens. So at 30% less the rate. Okay.
Is that not amazing? Is that not anti-American?
It's on the screen right now. Tyson bringing illegals to work for them. Now, they fired all the Americans.
It's anti-Christ.
Right.
It's anti-Christ, right? It's anti-American. It's anti-family. It's anti-God, you know, because it's against everything the Word of God stands for, because you're supposed to reward a faithful employee. You're supposed to bless them.
Well, in
this case,
there's
actually a scripture verse. You know the scripture verse where it says that God's going to judge those who, you know, oppressed their laborers and held back their pay. And that the cry of their laborers came up to the, you know, to the Lord, where they had their pay held back from their employers. And this is kind of a form of that. You know, they're going to hold back their pay. They're going to take away their pay. And
they just got rid of the Americans. They replaced the Americans with the illegals.
But what they're doing is they're stealing their pay. When they lay them off, what they're doing is they're stealing their pay, and then they're giving it to these illegal aliens who don't deserve it.
Yeah, well, here's the kicker. Oh. They're paying the illegals less money. But the illegals don't pay health care. And the company doesn't have to pay for the illegals' health care, you understand? Because the government, we pay it. We pay for their health care. This is the irony here. We all pay for our health care, okay?
Well, but the illegals... The satanic libtards, what they're doing is they're buying votes through manipulating the requirements of employers to pay certain taxes and other things. They're actually purchasing votes through this.
There's a hashtag ban Tyson now on Twitter, boycott Tyson, because the Americans are out of jobs. The Pablo body snatchers broke in, came over, and now they got our jobs. 52,000 jobs.
Listen, we have to discuss this. What is the GOP strategy and plan to counter the Chinese invasion?
Nothing.
Where they're coming
in. They just did
with that
omnibus
Pennsylvania.
Bill, yeah.
Okay, this is something we have to pray about, because here it's obvious. Okay, so if they're going to flood Pennsylvania and other swing states with a Chinese invasion with people with fake IDs so they can vote over and over and over again to try to, you know, sway an election again. What is the GOP strategy and plan to counter this measure and to stop it so that they don't have another election stolen? What is the plan?
Well, this Mike Johnson guy, whatever his name is, he's a complete wash. Okay? They just passed this omnibus bill. They got to get rid of him. I don't understand why you don't have Rick Jordan in there, all right? It's quite sad.
So what's the GOP? They have control now of, obviously, the Supreme Court. And then what is it? Then they have control of the Senate?
No, they have a couple of Congress seats for the majority, but they just passed
Congress. Okay,
they just passed this stupid funding for Ukraine. You know, it's just unbelievable what's going on here.
But here's the question. If the GOP is controlling the Supreme Court, which can act on these illegal invasions.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's more conservative judges than liberal. Majority of
the GOP has no control over that.
Well, they have more conservative appointed judges on their side
not GOP. I mean, there's libertarians that are conservative.
But the bottom line is,
right, you're getting me into politics here. I'm just trying to point out that this Tyson.
Well, we need to discuss this. What's the plan? What's the strategy? What are they going to do to stop the Chinese invasion?
Literally trying to preach something here and to debate it. I'm trying to say that this is invasion of the Pablo snatchers here. What we touched on last week is happening, right, Alan? Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, they're definitely trying to replace us. They help the illegals. They prosper them.
They're giving them guns.
And now they're giving them guns. And they're acting like they've been pro-Second Amendment the whole time when they've been anything but. Along with all the efforts they make to prosper them, you come over the border, you pump out a kid, bam, you got Social Security, and your parents get EBT cards. And then you get free medical, and you also get you steal a Social Security number. In any case, they got enough for nice trucks, nice cars, and now they have guns, and it'll be a lot harder to get rid of. It seems like it'll be harder to get rid of them. We'll see.
Now they
but
got
I
guns.
Like to think that,
right.
Yeah.
Think about how insane that is, Alan. So,
Barry,
they're raping, attacking
chaos.
People.
They want to terrorize the American public with them.
Guys, this is why, like Wolfenstein said earlier, we got to pray hard, man. Join our prayer group. We're in there how many times a week, Alan?
5 days a week. Every
week. 5 days a week,
Eastern.
Man.
The question, what is the GOP response?
Yeah, by the way, Wolfenstein, why don't you come to our prayer group anymore?
Yeah, Wolfenstein.
I've just been very busy. Very, very, very busy. Very busy.
Wait a minute. You were just talking about the urgency to the need to pray, and you're saying you're too busy working?
Here's where it gets good.
I mean,
I'll get on as soon as I have some things I have to get taken care of.
I mean, are you trying to be funny?
I mean, no, when I plan on coming on soon.
This guy is like, we gotta pray hard. We gotta pray, guys. Pray, pray, pray. Wolfenstein, come to the corporate prayer meeting. I'm busy selling stuff.
I'm the one who initiated the corporate prayer meeting. I'm the one who gave you the word from the Lord that we needed to do it.
Back
when Trump was running for election the first time.
Alan,
so we prayed him in.
Is the rubber meeting the road here with this guy or what?
The rubber has taken off and it's flying to Panama as we speak.
Bruh. Wolfenstein, you got to get back in our prayer group. We got new people in there, by the way. But what's most important is we got to pray.
We need to pray for a GOP response. They have to countermeasure the illegal alien vote and
You're
put
like
it
this
to
grand,
a stop.
Grand old party type preacher. I'm just saying we need God to strike these people down. Alan, hit me with that Psalms verse.
All right. Psalm 37, verses 35 and 36. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought for him, but he could not be found. Amen.
Okay. So the word of God says they might be flourishing. It might look like they're growing. But, Alan, am I misinterpreting? Is there coming a time that they're going to be struck down to such a level where you can't even find them?
Yes. And all of Psalm 73 is about the perplexity of the believer, the confusion of the believer who sees the wicked prospering in their way. And then they finally realize that the wicked are eventually put in slippery places and they go down to their doom. And, you know, God is just. And then the speaker in Psalm 73 says, I was like a beast of the field in my understanding. And now I understand the end of the wicked. So they have their day. And hopefully many of them will get born again, just as we were graced to be born again. And in the meantime, while we keep Psalm 91-ing ourselves, 1,000 will fall at my left side, 10,000 will fall at my right. It will not come near me. And Psalm 1 blesses the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's like a watered tree. What?
What about the way Rose prayed on Friday night? Psalms 109. How about that?
That works too. Yeah. Returning curses per Psalm 109 or Psalm 79, verse 12, where you take.
No, it's let their days be few. Let their days be few. That's right.
Yes.
You got to lift the word up to God and say, Lord, you said in your word, okay, that the wicked are prospering, but they're going to be not found anymore. You're going to be striking them down. Okay? This account, well, what they're doing to Trump by making laws to get him is setting precedent, people. Okay? Meaning the cat's out of the bag. You ever heard that term before? I remember many,
yes,
many years ago when they banned Alan, what's his name?
Dershowitz?
No, somebody got banned. Forgot his name. But, well, yeah, it happened with Alex Jones. He got banned, too. Remember, he got banned, and the meme was going around many years ago, 10 years ago. If they came after him, they're going to come after us, right? And I remember...
Yeah.
And it said, we are all Alex Jones, right? I remember the meme.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people going, that can't happen to us. And I'm saying to myself, a few years later, I started to get banned. And I got Throttle shadow banned. It did happen.
Well, a few years later, they banned the president of the United States from social
right.
media. It's crazy. They banned Trump.
When the cat's out of the bag, like they did with Alex Jones, we all said, well, that can't happen to us. He was bad. No, The cat's out of the bag, bro. Meaning precedent is being set where if they say, well, you overinflated something at cost, boom, they could take all your property. That's not so good. That's not good at all. These people are sick. Now, there's a reason why the Lord said the goats are on the left. These are goats. And I got news for you. We have to pray, specifically Psalms 109. And I think, Alan, what was it, Psalm 73, Alan? I forgot, sorry.
That's all right. Psalm 79:12 is about those who curse you, Lord, let it return to them sevenfold. And Psalm 73 is about the end of the wicked.
Yeah, join our prayer group. This is how we're praying. I know there's other prayer groups out there. I get it, but you go in there.
It's like, God, praise God. We're going to bless them. God bless the evil, wicked people with money. You know, they want them to have more money. They want them to have more cars and more houses. They're misinterpreting the verse there. Bless the wicked. Okay? Did Paul do that with Bar Jesus in the book of Acts? Did he say, hey, no. Bar Jesus, the warlock, let me give you a lemon cake. Let me bless you. This will make you repent. No, that didn't happen. Blindness came down on him. Isn't that right, Wolfenstein?
Yeah, the Lord did a number on him. Well, now, I think the blindness came on. Wasn't that the coppers, the blacksmith?
No, Bar Jesus, the warlock.
I think he.
You're trying to word challenge me, bro?
Well, let's look that up. But what was the blacksmith that was coming against Paul? He cursed the blacksmith, and I think he
doubts
went blind,
me, bro.
He?
Alan.
Sad.
Can you prove him wrong as usual?
Not this time. I think you got this.
Yeah, I think I got it. Just Google Bar Jesus, bro.
Okay, you might be thinking of Simon the Sorcerer.
But
Simon the Sorcerer, by history, they say that Peter, I think, rebuked him and he fell like to his death because he was levitating himself.
Well, I don't know what Peter rebuked him. You might be in Josephus. I'm talking about literally in the book of Acts. But
yeah, what but I'm I mean, trying yeah, to Simon say,
I guess my point was they weren't blessing the warlock with a lemon cake or giving him money. Were they, Alan?
Right.
Yeah.
No, they immediately brought, let's see, the first thing Peter had for that warlock was some choice words. And then there's some other guy who was blind for a season. So, yeah, they were heavily paid back right there on the spot.
Amen. That was Bar Jesus, bro. B-A-R. Look it up, bruh. Google it. It's in the book of, might even be more Acts 19. So, my point about the invasion of the Pablo pods is happening right before your eyes. Okay? 52,000 illegal aliens who we're paying their health care, paying for all their spawns they're spewing out. And now they're taking American jobs and getting rifles. Okay? You don't see what's going on here, people? Wake up.
That's insanity. That is absolutely crazy right there. There should be an outcry against that. But the American people are asleep. They don't realize that very rapidly they're losing all their freedom and all their rights.
Exactly. But again, join the prayer group. The Telegram link will be in the description of this audio. Now, get in there and pray with us, but we're praying in this direction. We're definitely going to be praying for Trump. The boomerang anointing around him will increase.
When you see, though, the Chinese invasion, right, and the southern border invasion of the Latin America, Mexico, you have to see a corresponding strategy to block the illegal alien vote in the presidential election coming up November 2nd. There has to be a plan. There has to be a mechanism, a strategy. And I don't see them doing anything. I mean, it's like everybody's just watching this unfold. Well, and they're not doing anything to stop it. So we got to pray in that way. We got to put a fire under the GOP's butts. Lord, deal with them and give them a strategy to counter the Chinese invasion. I mean, if you got a bunch of people running around the state of Pennsylvania with fake IDs getting ready to vote, you got to stop that vote. That vote's got to be neutralized.
Chinese coming over with fake IDs.
Yeah, you got to neutralize that fake Chinese vote, that Chinese invasion into swing states.
Well, China doesn't want Trump back. China's scared of Trump getting in power.
Yeah, well, they're working with the libtards.
The dragon is working with the satanic libtards. They're bought and paid for, man.
Yeah. Just like they did in the prior election with the mail-in vote. But now they know that there will probably be difficult to do the mail-in vote this time. So now they got a new strategy. It's called the Chinese and the Pablo invasion.
The Pablo pods. Yes.
In which they equip them with hundreds of IDs so they can vote not just once, but they can vote all over the state over and over again. Now, Now again, there has to be a godly strategy to neutralize the Chinese invasion vote and basically nullify it.
We got to keep praying about this. Okay? You got to try to show up in the prayer meeting. Alan, tell him.
Okay, but listen, bro, it's like when you got the word about the dead vote.
He's still talking.
Right?
Tell him, Alan.
I heard you.
Wolfenstein,
yes.
Listen, first of all, Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, men ought to pray and not quit. So I'm not saying you're not praying, but also it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, forsake not the gathering of yourselves, seeing the day is coming. So you should be there.
Okay, I got it.
You either need to be there because we need you, or you need to be there because you need us. Okay,
and I'm not your bra. And I'm not your bra.
Okay, and also some good news, Wolfenstein. Many voter ID and election integrity laws have been passed in the last 4 years. That's good news. Also, Scott Pressler, who is famous for organizing cleanup squads, about 6 months ago, said he's going to study everything there is to know about vote harvesting. And he just got hired by the Republican Party to run the vote harvesting operation in 2024 because Lara Trump, the daughter-in-law of President Trump, is now co-chair of the Republican Party. So there's going to be a serious ground game in 2024. Also, Trump said back in 2016 and 2020, it's rigged. But he said regarding 2024, we're not going to let it happen this time. So already many pieces are being put into position as of, today is March 23rd, 2024, to make sure 2024 is secure. And we're not even done yet. We haven't seen the best of Trump yet. We haven't seen the best of this new Republican Party yet. And furthermore, looking forward to seeing you. Amen.
Let's see. I don't know. Let me think. Let me knock on Mr. Nog. Who could trick us into doing that? Could have been Satan.
Listen, Alan's right. They're doing what they can to try to stop these satanic bastards. Remember what I said earlier. They like controlling you. This is what gets them off. Do you really want to be controlled by these sick people? Taking your blender, taking your coffee machine, taking your dishwasher, making you drive with a battery, going
taking
everywhere.
Taking your gasoline and your heat and telling you to do solar and battery drives. Yeah.
This is what they want, man. arresting church folk, arresting them for singing psalms by an abortion clinic.
Passing laws so that they can arrest people or sue them for something they never did. That's not sick. The statute of limitations is over. Oh, well, let's just change it.
Right.
It should be grandfathered in if they change it.
They
can
do whatever they want. They'll do whatever they have to do to get people. These are sick, totalitarian, satanic bastards. I'm telling you.
You know, when you change a law, right, it's like grandfathered in usually. You know, it's like from that moment forward.
That's out the window with satanic libtards. That means nothing to them.
You can't go back 30 years and retro a law, you know? It's grandfathered in. It's from that moment forward. You don't go back in history and say, okay, we changed it back 30 years ago.
They can just do whatever they want. They can say 40 years ago.
I was just thinking something. I remember when I gave you the word, okay, we need to have a prayer meeting daily to pray for President Trump for the first election. That was 2016. So here we are almost 8 years later, and that prayer meeting is still going.
Alan, tell him to come to the prayer meeting.
Wolfenstein, every weeknight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, we repent, we do communion, we usually worship Jesus because he said to the Syrophoenician woman, "O woman, great is thy faith," and because she worshiped him before, and then he answered her prayer. And then we take turns praying, and we all agree with each other, and you should be there.
Rich, are you going to come on every night?
Bro, I'm there, bro. I was there last night, bro.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm not your bra.
But Alan will tell you I was there last night.
Praise the Lord.
Now.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay, so now we need to pray. I got that word 8 years ago. It's amazing. It's been 8 years. That prayer meeting has been going on for 8 years.
You remember everything except remembering to call into the prayer line.
Yeah, well,
okay, so what we got to do now, okay, so now we got to do a new call for prayer, and that is we got to pray like every night for the Trump again, as we did 8 years ago. But this time we got to pray for a strategy for the GOP to neutralize the evil plan of these satanic libtards.
That's right. That's right.
Neutralize it.
Neutralize it. Now, Alan, you know, we touched on earlier about many people are feeling the wearing of the saints. That's right. That's what they want. They want you threatened. They want you eunuched in the corner. They want you to look at what they're doing so you feel threatened by their activities. That makes you not want to act, not want to preach, not want to pray, not want to step out and raise your voice in the streets even.
Well, they want to discourage, oppress, and terrorize you.
That's right. Now, that's their strategy. And to some people are feeling the wearing of the saints. They're changing laws. Now, I will tell you this. Alan's going to touch on a verse here in Ecclesiastics, because you might say, well, how come God's hand hasn't laid down on them yet? How come the judgment hasn't been sentenced yet against the child rapers, the child abusers, the lying, stealing, cheating, satanic libtards? Why do they seem to keep on going, and why hasn't it come down on them yet? Alan, can you touch on Ecclesiastics, please?
Sure. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil.
There you go.
Amen.
They have a driving urge to keep going because the rod hasn't come down. Well, guess what,
folks?
This
is exactly why. This is exactly, thank you, Richard. This is exactly why Democrats are against the death penalty. They don't want anyone terrorized at the prospect of the death penalty. They want people to do crimes and be confident they can spend the next 30 years in prison lifting weights, playing basketball, hanging out with the fellas. Because, you know, if I could play basketball and lift weights and hang out with the fellas, for, you know, it's not such a bad life. But, you know, working is kind of hard, and, you know, and so that's why they do that. They want people to not fear death for doing crimes. That's why they do that. Amen. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah. And the sentence is delayed against these folks. Spiritual recompense. But I got news for you. You can, and you have the power, in the name of Jesus, to lift up the word of God to the Lord, where he is not mocked, where whatever a man soweth, he will reap. The lying, stealing, and corruption, and the mauling of children, and the stopping of the gospel is not liked by the Lord. Simon the sorcerer found out and was threatened by that. Or Bar-Jesus, I'm sorry, the other warlock. Because he was stopping the gospel from penetrating with his witchcraft. Kind of a Rasputin. But I got news for you. The judgment fell on him.
We're supposed to bless those that carry.
Well, God blinded him. You got a problem, take it up with God. Okay? Cake bakes. That's the way God dealt with the warlock, okay? Now, this verse should make you aware that there is a delay going on. They're operating on a kind of grace period before the hammer comes down. But I got news for you. You have the power as a priest and a king, anointing of God is on you. You've been made a priest and a king. You can't stop it. That means you have authority to lift up the word of God in these situations, to shut them down, to shut them down. Are you getting it? Are you seeing it? If you've been made a priest and you've been made a king, you have anointing of God to pray the word and say the word, hear the word, and your faith increases knowing that you are calling the reaping on this wickedness, because God is not mocked. Is God mocked, Alan? I'm just curious.
God is not mocked. Everybody reaps what they sow. That's what Romans chapter 2, verse 6 says, and also Galatians 6 verse 7, and also many other places. God is not mocked. If you sow good things, if you're worshiping Jesus, if you're tithing where you're fed, if you're breaking witchcraft, binding devils, helping the poor, passing out tracts, you'll find out what God will do for you, and you'll be blessed in all kinds of ways. God will openly bless you in ways he doesn't bless other people who spend their time chasing blessings. And because when you chase, the problem with the Christian chasing blessings is it becomes an idol. And so instead, we serve the Lord Jesus, we follow the Lord Jesus, and he gives us things other people could never have. So we sow good things by following him, and we are blessed richly. Amen.
Thank you. But I was kind of going on the other side of the coin there, where God's going to loose the hand of correction on these satanic libtards for what they're doing.
Well, you know, there's a scripture verse, every sin has an equal and just recompense of reward. So God's saying right there that every sin these evildoers do, it has an equal and just recompense of reward coming from the Lord himself, from God's hand. And that recompense of reward is discipline and judgment. So we need to pray and ask God to recompense them.
That's right.
Pay them. Pay them. If they've done good, bless them. If what they've done is evil, repay the evil 100-fold. Recompense of reward.
Exactly right.
Look up that scripture, Alan. Look up that scripture, Alan. Is it every sin or every evil deed? It says something like that.
Yeah,
every,
do it,
I think
Alan.
Every sin has it. Every sin has an equal and just. Why? Because it's coming from God's.
Here he goes.
It's
just. He's typing.
Recompense.
Oh boy, here we go.
Of reward.
Here we go.
Wow, that was fast. There we go.
Can't find it. You got
600
like,
words a minute, Alan.
You got to say it to me in King James. What
yeah,
was
KJV, bro.
Recompense of reward.
Nobody knows KJV. What you're talking about, bro.
And I'm not your bra.
Wolfenstein, there's at least, I got pages saying 47 Bible verses about reward, 42 passages about recompense. You're going to have to be more specific. Oh, wait. Well, I don't know. I'll let you know if I find it.
Wolfenstein, you know, you're trying to pull this out of a bag here. We can't help you right now. All right.
Come back later.
Yeah. What's the verse, Wolfenstein? He's trying to find it. Something's cooking over there. Wolfenstein. Look, he's gone.
Oh my goodness. Did you scare him off again?
Wolfenstein.
Come back, Wolfenstein.
Is he mad at us?
He might be.
Because we couldn't find a verse.
Yeah, and then we were, you know, kind of.
All right, so
bear,
the show's going to end, right, with us never finding the verse for him. He's going to be up all night. He won't be able to sleep now.
Sad.
Why can't I find the verse?
Look up Hebrews 2:2.
Oh, look, he's back.
Praise the Lord.
Hebrews 2:2. Yeah, this stupid phone muted me.
I got
okay,
muted.
Let me find it. Okay. Here we go. I just found it. Okay, here it is. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Okay, so
Alan, are you getting this?
Yeah, everything is recompensed. Amen. So
okay. Now, God has made us priests and kings. He made us priests and kings. We need to start lifting these verses up to the Lord. Okay? It's almost like the Lord's waiting for people to pray the word and say the word in a way where we are literally engaging in the priestly and kingly anointing to establish the recompense on what are they doing to the children? What are they doing? I mean, this is out of control. Now, Alan, we're watching the Gen Z be programmed by the satanic spawns of communists. Incidentally, the Democrat Party's gone. That ship has sailed far away. They are now communists. They work with the dragon China. You get it? They are commies. Now, what we're seeing is the Gen Zers, a lot of them, are mutating into this. They're mutating into these sissified spawns. Okay? It's a whole generation of a lot of them are becoming sissified spawns. Now, nature testifies against the sissification and all the perversions that were. Alan, what does it say about nature testifying?
I think it says that nature testifies that their works are wicked. Something like it's in Romans 1, right?
Literally, can you like find it?
Yeah, it's coming through now, Con. I mean, Richard. Okay, so nature. Okay. Romans chapter 1, verses 25, 26, and 27. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women to change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error. Amen.
I thought it said that nature testified against them, but maybe I'm thinking pre-Mandela effect. But
or maybe it's another translation of Romans 1, verse 26.
I thought it said, doesn't nature teach? Maybe I'm thinking of another verse, but what you read is enough. The turning over to a reprobate mind, because they're literally worshiping the creation more than the creator. And that's not being taught in the schools. They're being reprogrammed. They took prayer out of the schools. They're taking God completely out of the schools. And they're being taught a satanic value system. And because of that, they're becoming sissified, many of them. They are becoming sissified.
Sissified.
I'm going to show you something in a minute. What's going on? The Gen Zers are going to what's called sobbing rooms now. Have you heard of this, Alan?
Yeah, basically you pay $20 and you go in there, you can cry your heart out. Instead of steeling yourself and developing mental fortitude by withstanding and standing against your problems and dealing with them, they want people to get soft and infantilized and to stay children or to become children and become weak so as to speed and make easier the destruction of this country and the takeover by China. So it's disgusting, 100%.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got on the screen here on Rumble. You could see it. Gen Zers is seeking out crying rooms. Okay, guys, come on. Come on. So this is the sissification going on through the Communist Party. They're using TikTok. They're using all these ways to program the children. It's an antichrist spirit where they're sissifying the people to a point where they just cry. So there's no joy of the Lord. In the old days, they'd pray in school. The Lord was a recognized. But because there's no joy of the Lord, there's no strength in the foundation of the gospel, they're breaking down. They can't work. They want four-day work weeks now. And guys, this is not good. This is the satanic libtards' plan. Sissify everyone and bring in illegal aliens with guns. Now, they go to these crying rooms. They got sad music playing in there. You walk in. You got to pay $20. $20! You go in the room. And they got, you know, miserable music playing. Okay? Just like miserable. And you get a towel. And you cry for an hour. And then you come out of the room. What do you think about that, Marty?
Well, my advice is we need to encourage them and admonish them to build a lot of those crying rooms because they're going to need it come the evening of November 2nd after Trump does a red wave on them and we get control of the House and the Senate and everything's restored back to godliness. So let's encourage them to build like millions of crying parlors.
Would you go to a crying room if Alan got you a gift certificate?
I'd probably give it to some enemy and encourage them. If they hear something for you come the evening of November 2nd, here's where you go to relieve your, you know, for therapy.
It gave me an idea. I might get some gift certificates for the crying rooms and start giving them to some satanic libtards. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And we say, Anyway, just put a date on it. I want to print some crying towels. It was saying that I was a libtard. Woe unto me. It's now November 2nd evening, and my whole kingdom has crashed. And we'll print up some crying towels for them. And maybe we should rent the venue of Madison Square Garden for November 2nd evening. And we can invite the whole city to come and weep.
Alan, would you go to this crying room or no?
I might go to, like, cheer someone else up and tell them, hey, you can do it.
Would you go in the crying room for $20 and start going, for an hour?
Well, you know, that's kind of mean to go in there and pretend to cry. You know, I could practice my pretend crying, but, you know, what's the use of that?
Well, they make it more miserable.
Was it John G. Lake who started the healing rooms? Was that Lake that had the
They used to have healing rooms. Now they got crying rooms.
Okay. Now see when God was enthroned over this nation and the spirit of God was dwelling in the land, they would build healing rooms. And if they had problems, they'd go there and God would minister to them and heal them. Now, with the wicked ruling, instead of healing rooms, they build you a weeping parlor.
Right, the crying
room.
You
can go and, woe unto me.
Well, yeah, Alan, let me hear your crying.
Listen, can we get a Watchman radio? Listen, let's print up some Watchman radio crying towels and we can sell them to these libtards after November 2nd.
Bro, don't you see what they're doing to the kids? They're being programmed for this. This is their plan for our lives, people. You remember when, like, people were normal? Does anybody remember that?
That was a long time ago, Rich. You're stretching things now. You know.
It's so sad, man. I mean,
a lifetime ago?
I've been working my whole life. I was washing dishes at the Normandian restaurant when I was, 12 years old? I had to walk home at midnight. And then I used to wash cars at First Class Automotives in Blue Point, New York. Okay? I had to go there on the bus and wash cars. I saved up money and I got my first car, a 1974 Pontiac Firebird. Okay? I worked. These people cry.
I had a 74 Trans Am.
They don't want to work. They cry about it now. But yeah, that Trans Am was nice, huh? Guys, we're pointing this out.
Also,
to show you the plan of the satanic libtards is to destroy everyone. We definitely got to pray. Because this is a big turning point, guys. This 2024 is a big turning point. Okay? Because I might be in a crying room, too, if they take over. I'll be in there. Because I got a plan to get out of here. I need a Dr. Evil escape pod, man. I'm out of here with Mini-Me. Because
that must be their plan, Rich. It's like they want to build the crying parlor, the weeping center for us. So what we need to do is we need to turn the table, like you know, your Haman and Mordecai, and Haman hung on his own gallows, and we put them into the weeping center on November 2nd evening.
Well, unless we're praying strong on this for the uncovering of the evil plan and the intent of cheating. And for the recompense to flow on them for their deeds as kings and priests
every
of God. Okay. We should be calling.
Hebrews 2:2.
That means Hebrews we should
2,
be calling.
Every transgression. Listen, every transgression has an equal and just recompense of reward.
Okay.
Just keep speaking.
So we lift up, God is not mocked. Are you Lord? Because look what they're doing to the children. Look what they're doing. The lying, the stealing, the cheating, the murdering, sexual perversions on the children, perverting the children's minds. Not only that, what they're doing by stealing the elections. Liars! There's recompense for lies, too. Don't kid yourself. We got to lift these up to the Lord, guys. For God's hand to come down. That delay that Alan read in Ecclesiastes is wiped out. Because as a king and a priest, you have authority in the spirit to speak the word and say the word, which there is a reaping and sowing. And we want this nonsense to stop. We want it to stop, guys. Alan, do you Amen. Want it to stop? Yes or no, Alan? Do you want it to stop?
Yes.
He says yes. Okay.
Okay, I have to correct something. Alan just showed me, okay, this year, it's November 5th, the election. So I said November 2nd. Correction, we have to amend that. The evening of November 5th will distribute millions of crying towels to the wicked.
Guys, this is a sense of urgency, this broadcast. We showed you the chaos going on and what we need to do about it. Get in the prayer group. Put away the cheese doodles. Get in there. Wolfenstein's even going to be there. Do you believe him, Alan?
Yeah, sort of. Eventually we'll get him in there.
I don't
we
believe
had to,
him.
Anyway.
I don't believe him.
You don't believe me?
No.
Oh. Okay, so what? It's Monday through Friday? Is that you're not running on the weekend?
Is it Monday through Friday, Alan?
It is Monday through Friday, yes, weeknights.
Okay, we'll be there.
Got to pray, guys, because I'm telling you now, you're not going to like the control they're going to have over you. You're going to be on the leash of the satanic libtards. That's their plan for you. You're going to have a battery pack. You're going to be trying to get around to go to the store, get bugs to eat. These people are sick.
Yeah, you got their cockroach lattes. And their grasshopper slurpees. Yeah, we can't. This has got to stop. It's got to come to an end November 5th.
Well, we're getting ready to burn rubber out of here. We're going to end this podcast. Alan, do you have a summarization without declarations?
My summarization without declarations is the Democrats are evil. Let's be praying. And they lie all the time like they did about Mar-a-Lago. So let's be sowing good things like worship and breaking witchcraft and binding demons and passing out tracts. And you'll find out what God will do, especially as you say Psalm 91 over yourself. Amen. Amen.
That was kind of short, Alan. Usually, I don't think did we inspire you today?
Well, I mean, I thought you wanted like a. I didn't think you wanted like the whole, you know, summarized transcript that we.
I feel like we failed you here. You know.
No, you didn't fail me. No, you didn't fail me.
Wolfenstein, did we fail him?
I don't think so.
That was the quickest summarization he's ever done. He usually is like, "Amen," you know, stuff like that.
You really want me to?
You know what? I think the crying room got you a little upset.
No.
Wolfenstein, no. We got to go over to you.
Can you imagine a bunch of grown alpha males gathering together to actually go to a weeping parlor? Like a bunch of babies and cry and squall?
This is what they're doing. They're sissifying the men. This is a Jezebelic spirit.
It's Jezebelic, Jezebelian all the way. Libtard, lizard type, alien invasion insanity. I mean, the Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, look up and rejoice.
That's right. That's right. That is right.
We need rejoicing centers. Hallelujah.
Do we have Wolfenstein closing thoughts?
Okay. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Make Jesus your Lord today.
Amen.
Not just your Savior. Not just your Savior, but make Jesus your Lord. Go to him with everything. Check in with the King on everything. Pray unceasingly. Seek God's face while he may be found. And make Jesus Lord today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen to that, Wolfenstein. That's a good closing thought. Alan, would you like to have an addendum on that week summarization?
Sure. The Obama judge also said illegals have a Second Amendment right to bear arms. All of a sudden, an Obama judge, out of the blue.
That's right.
And given the fact that they have all kinds of money for $80,000 trucks and, $45,000 SUVs, the cleaning lady across the street got a brand new Acura RDX. It's like
it's
late model and everything.
The Pablo snatchers. It's a Pablo coming over the border for you, man. Look at Tyson. Don't buy Tyson anymore.
Richard, the problem with that is that Tyson labels certain things Tyson, but they have maybe 20 sub-brands under them that aren't called Tyson that are owned by Tyson. So it's really hard to cut out all the Tyson from your diet. You really got to study out how to not buy Tyson.
Alan, can you
put together a list of those sub companies for us to distribute to the saints?
Yeah, Alan, can you put together a list so we could distribute it?
Yeah.
I've seen it before, but if I can find it,
just go to hashtag boycotts Tyson.
Good idea.
Alan. And then what we'll do, let's find some alternative companies.
He's got his look at me on smart keypad going. Let me hear it.
There it goes. There it is. Okay.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Somebody posted it on Twitter. So there it is. I just sent it to both you guys. Okay. Tyson.
Learn that poem.
I just sent it to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay, now we need an alternative, Alan.
We
need a godly chicken place like Chick-fil-A.
I got the place for you. It's called HarmonyAcres.com. They basically represent a bunch of small farms, and HarmonyAcres.com themselves are Christians. It's a $1 lifetime membership fee. They sell things like raw milk.
Wow, Alan sounds like a living infomercial right now.
Well, I'll tell you this. I do.
Are you selling Amway too?
Well, no.
Hundreds of thousands of little boys and girls right now whose daddy just got unemployed by Tyson, and they no longer have an income. Little American children, hundreds of thousands of them, thanks to this debauchery. We can't let this go unchecked. And they're replaced by illegal aliens who want to destroy America.
That's right, yeah. Sad. Yeah. It's really sad what Tyson's
doing. People, that's what the Democrats want to do.
All the companies are researching doing it too. So this can't be good. Anyway, we're going to burn rubber out here. I thank you, Brother Alan, for taking time out of your busy Saturday schedule to join us. And Wolfenstein, thank you for getting out of bed, even though you're still in your Aquaman pajamas. Is that true?
Rich, I am doing
Superman,
a lot of overseas stuff. So I have been going on a thing where I've been working day and night. So that's been kind of an interesting.
Just let us know where we can get a pair of those Aquaman pajamas. I love them.
Aquaman.
Well, why? You want me to get Superman?
How about Spider-Man?
Alan's getting Spider-Man.
Or Batman.
All right, listen, we're going to head out of here. Thank you guys for joining us. Remember our prayer group? It's scrolling on the screen on Rumble on the top there. That's the phone number. But get into prayer. Let's get unified. Any two or more touching on one thing, it shall be done on Father in heaven. We need to unify and pray the word, say the word, speak the word, declare the word. You've been made a priest and a king of the Lord. We have authority. Let's engage it, folks. Let's turn this thing around that we're not under the dictatorship of these spawns. Can I get one amen on that micro sermon?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Not, amen.
Marty, you
hallelujah.
Can't say it? Okay. Amen.
That is good.
Thank
amen.
You. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alan, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're getting ready to burn rubber out of here watching radio. Thank you for tuning in to us. Please share our... Actually, don't share our broadcast. You'll probably get shadow banned if you do. But if you're feeling frosty, share it. It might be worth it. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us today, and I will talk to you guys later. God bless you all.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
God bless.